Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you joining us as we bring you the next generation of NFL stars. And today we're going to go out west and we're joined with the San Diego running back, who's a fabulous, fabulous young man, fabulous player. He was team MVP. He was team captain. He was an All-American as well. San Diego's going to miss seeing this kid running the football out of that backfield because he is potent. He put up crazy numbers, 20 touchdowns, over 1,400 yards rushing, 175 yards per game all around. And with that says, Jonah Hodges, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Congratulations on all that you have accomplished. But with that said, can you believe your ride as a collegiate guy has kind of come and gone, and now you're going to focus solely on getting yourself into the National Football League?
Well, first off, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, I mean, it went by too fast. College went by too fast. I had a lot of fun, but I'm ready for the next level at this point.
And for you, I mean, a guy with your ability, I could only think, I mean, if you played Pop Warner or Pee Wee football, I mean, were you just scoring touchdowns just on top one after another? I mean, it was basically, you know, Jonah Hodges off to the left, Jonah Hodges off to the right, Jonah Hodges up to the middle, and you were walking away with five or six touchdowns?
Well, my first year, actually, they wouldn't let me play running back, so I was one of the smaller dudes out there, and I was at DN, so that's how it started.
Only in Pee Wee football where you're not a lot big enough to play running back, but you can play defensive end. I mean, it's kind of funny to think about.
After that, moved to running back, and it was all good from there.
I guess it's all been good from there. And I mean, obviously, what you've been able to accomplish, and obviously, you had a brief stint at Cal. So, I mean, definitely, you're for the folks out there who's not familiar with San Diego or what you brought to the table. I mean, I think the courage credentials that you bring are definitely well rehearsed. For you, I mean, coming out of college, I mean, besides Cal, what other schools were you looking at, and how did you know kind of at first, you know, Cal was the place for you prior to you ending up in San Diego?
Well, I come from a small area, a small high school, so I didn't have many options out of high school. I talked to USD, the school I ended up at. I talked to them a little bit out of high school, and I talked to Coach Tedford and them at Cal, and I ended up being a preferred walk-on over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, it's possible that you could have been a linebacker, and we never have seen you running the football.
Well, I don't think I have the size for that. I was big when I was a baby, and I hit my peak earlier. So.
Okay.
I think running
and then,
back.
And then one.
For me.
Definitely, and what a fabulous senior season. I mean, you know as well as anybody. Definitely you want to put the team first, but you know, on the back end, there is a career that kind of follows what you're able to do at San Diego. I mean, how excited were you with just the way this season played out for you personally, knowing that, you know, you were able to win the MVP and just all the kind of the accolades that have kind of come along with it?
Yeah, it felt really good. It was kind of one of my goals to go out there and, you know, lead my team and be the MVP, be a captain. So it helped the team overall, like you said, but personally I was happy with how we ended up to playoffs. We ended up beating Cal Poly in playoffs, which is a big deal for our school. We'd never done that before. So personally and team goals, I was happy with all of them.
Nice. And was that a first ever playoff win for you guys?
Yeah, that was our first ever playoff win. The first time we ever went to playoffs at all was 2 years ago, my sophomore year, and we went up to Montana and we got blown out. So our goal this year was to win the playoff game, and beating Cal Poly meant a lot because we played them earlier in this season actually, and we lost to them. So it was a revenge game for us.
Excellent, and it came out on top, and that's always nice to set the bar, because once those other guys in the locker room know it can be done, then they kind of want to do what you've did. Or do what you've done and kind of build on that. And that's kind of how to traditions kind of get built. Once again, Jonah Hodges, the standout running back from San Diego. He's kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks out there who are familiar with the show, you always know that iTunes, Blog Talk Radio are two free avenues for you to download and listen to this podcast again. And then we'll be featuring this draft bio page at collegeyourpro.com. It'll be there. You guys can kind of check it out and find out everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards this next level. He's also invited again down to that Gridiron Showcase, and just a terrific opportunity for any college athlete aspirations to get to the NFL to have that week of experience, you know, kind of mingling, rubbing elbows with NFL scouts so they kind of get to know you inside and out. For you, you bring so much to the table, Jonah, as a running back, and I'm really excited to kind of get your own words here. I mean, what are your home run qualities? I mean, if you're in that film room with these scouts and they're watching you, what do you think they're going to walk away with kind of jotting down in their notes that, hey, this kid does this great, this kid does this very well? I mean, what do you think? We know you're not being cocky, but just what do you think they're going to love about your game?
They're just going to love my ability to make plays. You know, I'm a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield, so I think that makes a lot of advantages to our offense against linebackers. I think Brett, one of my advantages, seeing tendencies in the defense. So using my size and my mind just to get me to the next level, because I'm not going to be a guy who goes out there 6'2", 220. So I think being an undersized guy, I'm going to need to use every quality to the best of my ability.
Nice. And I'm curious because I see so many variations of your height and weight. I mean, what's your height and weight right now?
I'm 5'9", 190.
190, and that's terrific. And especially in today's NFL, I mean, that's a total doable thing. Does anything go unnoticed? And I know you've brought so much to the forefront of what you've been able to do, but is there anything that scouts don't know about you? I mean, it could be leadership qualities. I know that you're a team captain, game film study. Maybe some things you did at school that, you know, offensively where you weren't able to showcase certain skills, which I doubt, but that's why I'm asking you. Is there anything out there, Jonah, that scouts need to know about you that's a great positive that they won't be able just to see on film?
I would probably say just getting an all-around person on and off the field. I'm never going to be a guy who's has off-the-field issues, so a GM and coaches aren't going to have to worry about that.
That's always a big plus, especially in today's world where social media and everything gets out there so fast. All eyes are always on you, no matter what you're doing. So, yeah, having a good guy in-house is definitely lets those guys sleep well at night. Do you pattern yourself after anybody, or do you get comparisons to anybody that's in the league right now?
I get a lot of comparisons to, like, Darren Sproles, Danny Woodhead type players, just people who can catch the ball. I said, can do returns, special teams. So. But also, you look at those guys, and those guys are running between the tackles as well. So.
Yeah. And how do you feel when you get those comparisons? Do you kind of like, yeah, I agree with them? Or is there anybody out there that you want to hear when they say, hey, Jonah, you remind me of this guy? Is there a guy at the other end of that sentence that you're hoping they'd say?
No, I'm good with all those. I mean, I think everyone – every running back in the NFL obviously is a great player. So when they say guys like those, I see the similarities.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Once again, Jonah Hodges talking some NFL draft and reflecting back on the positives he brought to the San Diego program. And as he mentioned, I wasn't sure about it, but he confirmed it. I mean, their first playoff win ever, and that had to be a big moment in school history, and obviously for the guys in that locker room to kind of share in that moment and bring something special to the university. These next few months, I mean, obviously building up to the draft, you're going down to the Gridiron Showcase. I'm not sure if you have school, if you've already graduated, but kind of how do you kind of plan on attacking these next few months so you're in the best condition and, you know, your best foot forward where you're prepared for this next level?
Yeah, so I actually graduated mid-year, so I'm finished with school, same time I finished football. And
excellent. Congratulations.
I just signed with Summit Athlete Agency in L.A., and I'm going to start training in about a week, actually. I've been doing some light stuff, nothing too crazy, just trying to get my body back. So my main goal right now is just training for my pro day so I can go out there and get
nice.
Good numbers.
Yeah, definitely. Any particular – I mean, we're kind of far off. I mean, you're probably about 3 months away, 4 months away. But is there anything at least right now, when you're kind of looking ahead, one particular combine type pro day event where you kind of knock it out of the ballpark, I guess, and really blow their mind?
I would say just pro day. I'm not sure which specific pro day I'm going to be doing. It's either my own school or San Diego State, but I think I'm going to have good numbers in my jumps and my shuttle. I'm going to try to get my 40 down even lower just to get on more teams' charts.
Nice. What's the lowest 40 you've ever had so far?
Well, electronic, it was a 4.55, so I want to get somewhere in the 4.4s electronically.
Definitely, definitely. And, yeah, they had so much. Is it weird that everything you've done on the football field and as much film as you've been able to produce, especially, I mean, you know, you could have enough highlight films to have a three-hour movie, but is it weird that now everything you've done on the field kind of gets included, that you know how far that Jonah Hodges jumps? I mean, how is your vert, your three cone, and et cetera? Is that kind of a bizarre way of thinking when they kind of label you as a football player, how fast you run could mean so much?
Yeah, I think it's pretty crazy just how much is dependent on those numbers when, in my opinion, I think the game's more mental than physical, but that's something you just find out when you actually sit down with the player. So if I can sit down with a team or break down film or talk to them, I think they'll see that I'm a special player.
Nice. And you come across as such a genuine, good young guy, Jonah, and soft-spoken, well-spoken. You kind of remind me of a Tiki Barber just talking to you over the phone today. I mean, when you get on the field, I know you're not going to be Mr. Happy and just smile. I mean, you may be that guy, but, I mean, what do you like on the field? Because I know you have to be a lot more passionate, and I know that's there, but kind of how do you, kind of just take us through kind of how you change from the guy that we're talking to today to that guy that's just kind of rumbling and just making plays on the field.
Yeah, I usually, on the field, I open up a little bit more, obviously, on game day. I'll be a loud guy, but nothing negative. I'm only positive, pumping up my teammates. So, yeah,
I could sense it. Like I said, you just seem that just a genuine, great personality and quality to you. Jonah, I can't believe our time's almost up. And like I said, I was excited to get you on today. But before we let you go, we always throw a couple of lighthearted questions your way, a couple off-the-wall things. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. Now, the first question, this is usually the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. We're going to talk about female celebrities. If Jonah Hodges could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
I got a girlfriend, but I can't answer that question for you. She might get mad at me.
Let me ask you this. If I had her on the show and I asked her male celebrity, you think she'd give me an answer?
She'd probably say the same thing.
Oh, well, good. That's cool. As long as everything's fair. Sometimes I feel bad if the guy's like, yeah, she'd probably say so-and-so, so-and-so. Well, let me ask
you this one.
Inside the San Diego locker room, who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Oh, my gosh. Most bizarre nickname. I'm going to say that our fullback, Tevin Hayward, his nickname was Uti. And the thing, it's the most random name. And what's funny is no one knows how it got it. It has nothing to do with him. Just a random name. We don't even know where it came from, but it's stuck for about 4 years.
Excellent stuff. That's awesome. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey of Illustrative Creations. He paints cleats. He does a fantastic job. If you could have any of your Pete's cleats painted, what would you want painted on your cleats?
I'd say I would do portraits of family members and friends who passed away. Some needs cleats.
Nice, man. I tell you what, man, when you get down to the Gridiron Showcase, one, we know your physical ability and what you're able to do, but scouts are just going to love having a one-on-one sit-down with you and walking away saying, putting a big happy face and a star next to your name saying, man, this is a great young man. Jonah, great show. Obviously, you got so much more ahead of you. I can't wait to see you at this next level. But safe travels, stay healthy, and we just appreciate you taking some time with us today.
I appreciate you having me.
Once again, that is Jonah Hodges, San Diego standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you want more of him, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and his bio page at collegetopro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening.
This has been a collegetopro.com exclusive.